It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I come in praise of three words, barely heard anymore. They're like a ray of sunshine, and when they were uttered by the scientists at the National Weather Service Climate Prediction Center, where part of their job is to do exactly what their name says, predict the weather for the months ahead, it warmed my heart. Separately, the Old Farmer's Almanac has issued its fall forecast, and they confidently predict below-average temperatures and below-average precipitation for Utah. This Old Farmer's forecast is based on the number of acorns on the ground, the thickness of corn husks, and how tough the apple skins are, plus astrology. The important part is they issue their forecast with supreme confidence. Everybody's an expert at everything. We all speak with ultimate authority. Trump will go to prison. Expect record snowfall. Vaccines kill. If you have YouTube and a high school diploma, you're an expert in virology, criminal justice, and even meteorology. Except not the scientists at the Climate Prediction Center. Because when their leader issued his fall forecast, he said the three magic words you don't hear anymore. They seem lame, but saying them is actually an act of honest bravery. With El Nino blowing in the Pacific, the federal climate chief said fall in Utah could be wetter, drier, colder, or warmer, in essence, saying the three magic words we don't hear enough. I don't know.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.